welcome, welcome to Revelation Revolution, where we invite you to be part of the solution. What are you doing to take control of your life? Because if you look at what these crazy people are doing, I mean, if we continue to do what they say, then we deserve what we get. It's April 30th, 2022, and it's going to just be calling you and me today. Just whatever you're seeing, whatever you're doing, whatever you're thinking about, call it on in, 512-248-8252. And looking forward to hearing from you. So I'm looking at the Ministry of Truth. For those of you who've read 1984, Mini True, here we go. We've got Newspeak, we've got Ingsoc, we've got the whole ball of wax. And the question I have for people is, how much further are you going to go along with this? And for people who are wondering what I mean by going along, are you paying money to support these people's endeavors? Because at this point, they're using the money to pay for foreigners to invade your country, to steal everything that your forefathers worked for and built. The reason these people are coming to this country is because there's something here. The reason there's something here is because we were an upright people. We were constructive. We were productive. Even if you weren't a Christian, you didn't steal from other people. You didn't bear false witness against them. We are ill-behaved people. We are doing things that are destructive to everything. There's nothing that we follow their direction on that turns out well. They tell us about how to take care of our health, massive cancer, massive disease and death. They tell us how to raise our children, how to educate them. 20% of the young people now think they're gay. They can't read. They can't write cursive. They don't know history. They have no self-respect, no skill sets, and they're afraid, which makes them the perfect brown shirts. They're going to be the perfect Hitlerjugend. And now they've got Yuval Noah Harari. Oh, Yuval. Well, there's no Jesus. There's no God. There's no free will. Have you listened to those clips? If you haven't listened to the Noval Yua Harari clips, you can get all 79 clips. There's 79 clips with the television interviews, all the crazy things these people are saying and doing. And for those of us who think it's just so crazy, well, it would be if they weren't doing it. They're doing it. Go to timetofreeamerica.com, timetofreeamerica.com, and put in Yuval Noah Harari. And the other way you can do it is 918-851-0102. Send a text and ask for the Yuval Noah Harari clips, the 79 Yuval Noah Harari clips. Again, that's 918-851-0102. And we've got callers. Yay! So I'm not sure who the... Okay, we've got Russ in Minnesota. Come on in, Russ.
Last week, Lauren, I heard you say you were starting to going to talk about Sandy Hook, but you got interrupted. And I was wondering, a lot of people today believe that they don't realize that that was a synthetic event. It was a false flag. I imagine you're aware of that, correct?
Yep, absolutely. I don't know what your thoughts were on it, but I mean, I just go straight to the Connecticut hearing. You had the select woman. They were ordered by a judge to have a hearing. You had testimony from Wolfgang Halbig, who was a state patrol officer. He was also a school advisor. He was there when they killed all those children at Columbine, which, if I'm to understand, was also FBI involvement. And so, same stuff, different day. This is what they do. And they did it big on Sandy Hook. I mean, up to and including reporting and putting up the page to raise money for it the day before. The death certificate for the shooter dated the day before. The young man, I think he was 24 years old, that went up, wanted to see the death certificate for these children, and they put him in jail. all the houses that were paid off all on the same day. The fact that the school was closed, full of asbestos, had been closed for years. And then they had photographs of the signs, the signage, when you went into the drill. Check in here. And one of the questions asked during the hearing was, who put the signs up to say check in here? This was a FEMA drill, a two-day drill, and there's a drill manual associated with it.
They even had food trucks, you know, selling pizzas and spaghetti. And, you know, on the side of the truck, it said, that's a spicy meatball, you know. It turned out that that truck was registered to the Freemason Lodge in that town. So they might have, I don't know how that add into it. But the guy that really exposed all this was the gentleman you mentioned, the Wolfgang Halbig, stand-up individual. Now, could you ever get him on your show? It would be a wonderful thing.
You know, I'll try and do that. I would love to talk to him. He got threatened. They came to his house and told him if he didn't shut up, he'd have to worry about the health of his grandchildren. Wow. I mean, and he's, you know, from Germany. He's not going to put up with this. He didn't come here to bend over. And it seems like that's what a lot of Americans are doing. We're so dumbed down. We're so arrogant and ignorant and selfish and lazy. And we don't really want to admit it. But if we don't deal with it with the quickness, I mean, the people that are coming here want to have babies. They're going to breed you out. You white people don't have anywhere else to go. Look at how they're treating white people in South Africa. That's what you get to look forward to if you let these people keep coming in here. And you're going to work three jobs while they sit on their butt with an Obama phone at a nice hotel flying around the country on your dime. I mean, and now what are they doing? Buying off your kids with, oh, we're going to pay for your college loans. I think that it amounts to $13,000 per taxpayer. That's why I'm not a taxpayer. I'm not paying for any of this. I'm not paying for the destruction. I'm not paying for the just theft. I mean, Biden now wants $33 billion for Ukraine. I mean, they've been robbing you through Ukraine, and now they're going 33. How do you like that number? Isn't that a great number? 33. I mean, how arbitrary is that? They like to put it in your face. They like to rub your nose in it. And hey, I'm good with it. If it doesn't bother you to give these thieves and liars and treasonous pieces of crap the fruit of your labor and access to your children, if it doesn't bother you, it doesn't bother me. I mean, you know, what am I going to do about it? I'm tired of being upset. I'm tired of crying for all the pain and the loss that this nation is going to go through. I'm just preparing to sit it out. I don't want to smell the dead bodies. I don't want to see the starving people. And that's exactly what it's going to look like, just like Germany. And guess what? We ought to get treated like Germany because we've done worse than they ever did. Germany was not stomping around the world, putting their military everywhere, robbing and looting, and then, you know, killing off our soldiers and saying it's in defense of our country. Of course it's not in defense of your country. It's what General Smedley Butler said. Major General Smedley Butler, the book is War is a Racket. He fought his wars for Chiquita Banana, for Dole, for all these corporations. So it's still the same thing going on. So we can keep ignoring it and keep paying taxes and keep giving our children, you know, giving them our children. Here, have our children. Go ahead. Don't teach them anything except for how to be a pervert and kill their children, their offspring. You know, don't teach them history or to read or write or, you know. But I sent them to school. My child's an honor school child, a student. You've got that on your bumper. What the heck does that mean? It doesn't mean anything anymore. You got to figure it out. It's all a scam. The schools are there for mass indoctrination purposes. That's just the bottom line. It's the function of putting large populations all in one place and then having pecking order. So they learn their place. They lose their thrill and excitement for exploring the world and living a life. They just kind of watch it with their cell phones. Click on it with their thumbs till they need splints on their thumbs, and then wish they had a life that they don't have because they're busy clicking on a cell phone instead of working and providing for themselves and knowing what's going on in the world around them, like, oh, the devaluation of the dollar, for instance, which once they finish with this, it's never going to go back up. It can't. You know, Russia's getting paid in rubles. You don't need a petrodollar anymore, guys. So all those dollars, all those trillions of dollars that are in circulation outside the country are coming home. That means you're going to pay $100 for a loaf of bread. That means Weimar Republic inflation. So you had better get ready. And if you don't, well, you know, it's going to be what it's going to be. But it's all our choice. We have all the power. There's no point in just whining about it. I mean, Russ, do you feel like you have power to do something about this?
Well, I just look for opportunities. Like, if there's going to be another one of these false flags, I'm going to try to get out there with a truck and see if I can sell some, you know, like Gatorade or something like that, or maybe, you know.
There you go. Enterprising.
Frosty malts, you know. I used to sell frosty malts, you know.
There you go. Well, we'll never get the tip-off. Yeah, we'll never get the tip-off to know when it's actually, you know, going to happen. But you can always tell when it does. If you understand and stop looking at what they're saying as being anything related to the truth. And this is my point. If Trump was elected on CNN as fake news, how are we believing all this news about Ukraine? Because, I mean, there's so many people, they really do believe Russia's bad. Russia's bad. And I'm talking about the moron mainstream, you know, public. And they just, they don't know because they're being lied to. But I'm just saying, what do we do about that except to point them to places like Republic Broadcasting? I routinely go on radio shows, local shows, and I point them to Republic. I tell them, you know, they say, well, one call came in today. I took notes and I'm going to call tomorrow. They said, well, how do we know what's true? You know, your media is so good now, you can make movies of airplanes crashing into buildings. I mean, everything, you can make movies that look so real. So how do you know what's true? And the answer is you have to follow the news on a daily basis, meaning you have to search it out like the Bereans. The Bible says, be like the Bereans. You search out a matter. You seek the truth. It's a different way of living. You know, you're not seeking the idiot box and, you know, the cell phone gossip, whatever the water cooler talk is. You just don't do that. You bring the meat to the party. And people will be uncomfortable with it. You may lose your job over it, but if we don't start talking about it, we're going to certainly lose this country.
And if you ever have the time and you could get someone on your show that's a Bigfoot expert, that's a topic that I enjoy, you know, a lot, is
yeah,
Bigfoot.
Yeah, I'm probably not going to be doing the Bigfoot. That's the thing. I only get this precious little hour a week, and nobody is talking about what I'm talking about. When I'm telling you this system is the beast, it is what's broken. It's not what makes America great. What made America great was people that were upright and walking in truth. They were constructive in their nature. They didn't live by tearing down or destroying what was around them. They took what was around them and built it into something. Now you're at the peak of that process, and it's the children tearing down and burning down everything that's been built. Antifa and Black Lives Matter went and burned down the country for a year and a half. And the only job the Constitution says the federal government is supposed to do is defend from insurrection and invasion. And they're falling down on both counts. Why? Because they know the people aren't going to stand up and do anything about it. You're going to keep giving them your money. You're going to keep doing what they say, and you're going to keep giving them access to your children. And they're going to keep hurting
you. I got a kick out of when the government said anybody that has a sighting of Bigfoot, and the Bigfoot's not wearing a mask, to report it directly to Dr. Fauci.
Yeah, well, I can't wait to see Fauci in a cage, because that's where he belongs. But again, you know, how many years has he been there doing this? 40-something years? And he's out in public. I mean, he brought you AIDS. They killed a lot of people. And now they're doing this, and now they want to have a ministry of truth to make sure that you don't talk about what they've done to you. And
people were reporting Bigfoot sightings, and then they were asking them, was Bigfoot wearing a mask? And they said, no, he wasn't. And then Dr. Fauci said he's got to be wearing a mask out there. Just because he's walking alone in the woods, he still has to have that mask.
Wait. You mean, is this a serious question? I don't watch mainstream news, so are you kidding? Or was it a joke on a TV?
Yeah, this is a little bit of tongue-in-cheek. And, you know, Dr. Fauci, he thinks you got to be wearing masks all the time, you know. And
I thought that somebody asked him a question on an interview on TV, and he said, well, if he's not wearing, okay. Sorry, I'm a little...
Well, where I live, we used to have this big, huge sign outside on the street, you know, that if you're out on a walk in the woods by yourself, you're supposed to wear a mask. And that's when people reported they had seen Bigfoot, and he was not wearing a mask. And they said even if he's in the densest jungle, he's got to have a mask on.
Okay, I get it.
According to Anthony Fauci.
Yeah, well, but that's what we get for obeying a little fidget like Anthony Fauci. I mean, really, you're going to sit there and deprive your children of oxygen so that their brains are smaller and they're stunted for life because you obeyed some man that you don't even know, that's never laid his hand on a patient, that doesn't, you know what he's talking about in terms of virology. I mean, there's basic rules. You know, you never give a pregnant woman drugs. You know, there's basic rules. You never give a pregnant woman shots. It's just the rules. And nope, they just change all the rules. It's kind of like, again, if you read the book 1984, we were always at war with East Asia. And then they have the minutes of rage, and you raged against Goldstein. And then we were always at war with East Asia, you know. In 2 minutes, you could flip an entire script. We were never at war with them, so we were always at war with them in 2 minutes, because that's the weakness of the will of the people. And that weakness comes from not having a vision. We used to have a vision of a free country where we respected one another. Now our vision is free stuff. We're free dummies. We don't want freedom. We're free dummies. We want free stuff. And so not understanding that if it's not generated, you can't give it away. What free stuff are you going to get if there's no manufacturing going on? And now they're talking about these programmable tokens for the money. It's not just going to be digital money. It's going to be programmable tokens. So the money will only buy what they say you can buy with it. Who would ever do this? Why would we let them do this? We already let the Federal Reserve take over our Treasury's job. So if we don't come back to the foundation of the Constitution, what the rules, codes, regulations, and statutes that maintain and control the maids and the butlers, we need to remember who the boss is. Anyway, we're going to break. We'll come back on the other side with more calls. 512-248-8252, and nice talking to you, Russ.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and 5 easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Black Owl Coffee, and I started Black Owl because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Undivided.
Yup.
You either go to church or you're gonna go to hell. Get a job and work or you're gonna go to jail. I just kinda wish we didn't think like that. Why's it gotta be all white or all black? And when we gonna learn to try on someone's shoes sometimes?
That's right.
When we gonna start to see from someone else's eyes? I think it's time to come together. You and I can make a change. Maybe we can make a difference. Make the world a better place. Look around and love somebody. We've been hateful long enough. Let the good Lord reunite us to this country that we love.
That's right. We have got to be undivided from the truth. And if we can do that, we can have it all. But we cannot have it without being connected to what actually is. Anyway, another caller, Daniel from British Columbia. Come on in. I've been listening to you for a while, Daniel. Good.
How's
are you? Excellent.
Pretty good. Yeah, there's a little bit of an echo. That's a little weird. I don't know if they can fix that. So you're talking about Wolfgang Halbig. So back in the day, probably 2013, early 2013, there was a lot of YouTube videos that were still allowed to be on YouTube. And there was a few of us that were sort of semi-hobbyists in the Sandy Hook realm.
Yeah.
And we used to do like Skype calls with Wolfgang, and
nice.
He's pretty easy to get a hold of. I can't remember offhand what his website is called, if he still has it up or not, but he's pretty open to, still talking about it. And I think it's still relevant. I mean, the interest lately because of Alex Jones is kind of rekindled, but the funny part was, like, as soon as that event happened, Alex Jones was going off about some possible second shooter, and it just looked like these red herrings that were just, you know, cherry picked just for him. And he never really got into this.
Yeah, it seems like he caught on, and then he stopped. Now the thing is, they still lied; it was still fake. But he wasn't going to step any further in it because he could see something beyond what I was looking at, but I knew that it didn't happen just based on the evidence. I don't need him to agree or disagree with me. My issue was, wonder why he's not saying the truth, you know, because I know he understands that it didn't happen. You know, you can look at the evidence. You don't have to be a rocket scientist, but there was that other pedophile thing hooked up in there. And like I said, I don't have all his backdoor information as far as, you know, what the pedophiles are doing, but they, you know, he saw that he was being set up, and he backed up out of that trap. If he hadn't apologized, he probably would have sailed through it just fine. I never would have apologized. You could say the ugliest, most horrible things. Think about Jackson's wife, Andrew Jackson's wife. I mean, what they did to that woman, you know, how they talked about her. That's politics. You don't have a right not to be offended. You know, that's not exactly what America's built on. So.
Yeah. But it's funny. Like, it's so funny because anyone that even looked into Sandy Hook back then for 10 minutes, like, you'd see some of these videos where there's a lot of obvious Photoshop. And, you know, these are actual photographs that were, like, in Time magazine and People magazine, all the major publications. And, you know, even an 8-year-old could have figured out that there was something not right with it. And a caller to RBN, I think Dave from New York, he made a good point. Like, none of us can prove that nobody was killed. But when you start looking at all the other circumstantial evidence, like things that they release themselves, like the fact that there's no DNA or fingerprints found on the multiple magazines that were duct taped together that Adam Lanza allegedly used. I mean, that's pretty significant, because in any crime, especially a murder, they're going to be, like, you know, doing the PCR tests on any kind of skin cells that would have been on a sweaty person. So, you know, the idea that he wore gloves, or even his mother's DNA wasn't on these magazines, right? Because apparently they were her weapons used. And another thing, too, with the circumstantial thing, you look at these parents, like, less than a day later, like, if my dog died, you know, I'd be a babbling mess. If it got run over, I'd just be, like, my eyes would be teared up. I'd be, like, I wouldn't want to be talking to anyone. I'd be thinking about nothing else. They're out smiling, giving interviews to CNN and Anderson Cooper. I mean,
crying at the drop of a hat when they see you. It's like when Bill Clinton stepped on that church, two steps. He had that Bible in his hand. He was laughing. And then you're talking to Ron, you know, the one they killed him in the plane wreck. I just spaced and forgot his name. The one that was in trouble with Tyson. He said, if I go down, you go down. He got $750,000 from Tyson. And he was the secretary of, oh, geez, I can't remember. But anyway, yeah, I know what you mean. He was talking to him laughing. Two steps, one, two, and all of a sudden he's teared up and crying. Oh, he feels your pain. It's just
that was the famous one. The famous one there, yeah. His name was Robbie something or other. Anyways, one of the, like back in those days too. Like I'll come back over this break. Sure.
We're going to a commercial. We'll be back on the other side. Call in today, just whatever's on your mind. 512-248-8252. We'll see you on the other side.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
I'm Peter Serfi with today's Liberty Minute. Find more at liberty-lighthouse.com. As soon as the news that Twitter is being sold to Elon Musk came out, several human rights groups raised concerns about hate speech. Elon Musk considers himself a free speech absolutist, while the Human Rights Watch statement said freedom of expression is not an absolute right. Amnesty International is worried about moderation, aka censorship, of hate speech. All of these groups expressing these concerns have forgotten that free speech is the foundational bedrock of all freedom. Hate speech, misinformation, disinformation, and blatant lies are all protected free speech. Personally, I hope the new community guidelines say something to the effect of, speak your mind, just don't break the law. You should be able to say anything that you want, but remember, you just might look stupid when you do. Until tomorrow, Cephas Pacem, Parabellum.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
We should never be afraid to die. Rise up and take the power back. It's time a fat cat's had a heart attack. You know that their time's coming to an end. We have to unify and watch our flag ascend.
That's right, we will be victorious, but they will not stop betraying us. That is what they're built to do. They don't know how to do anything else, and they're not going to. So it's silly for us to expect that they will. Hey, it's bottom of the hour, and I'm going to ask you, please send money. If you want to keep shows like this on the air, you know, it's great to have some of these talk shows where it's great information, but you can never get in and talk to anybody. And so this, to have this opportunity, and it's also just making a family, you know, support the family that feeds you intellectually, that stimulates your mind, that keeps you in good spirits and all this horrible activity that's going on. I laugh a lot because I spend a lot of time with RBN, and it just makes me happy. I hear the truth. I don't feel weak. I feel empowered. You know, to know what's happening is most of the battle. Then at least you can prepare. So anyway, I do $10 every month, put it on a credit card. I don't even notice it. It just helps the studio, helps the station stay on the air. They only have a few paid people. You know, I was thinking about just sending them money, but, you know, it's too unsteady. You gotta support where you eat, support where you're getting fed. I don't tithe to churches. I do tithe to RBN. So anyway, we're going back to Daniel in British Columbia. And Daniel, I was going to ask you a question. What do you think, because you were talking about Elon Musk, what do you think with this him buying Twitter? I don't think it's what people think it is. I think that he's buying it because he still wants to do Neuralink, and this way he owns all the intellectual property, and he can run every algorithm he needs to figure out how to make us what he's going to call a sentient robot, a synthetic human, or whatever they're going to call it. But I don't think he's for free speech. I think he wants you to just keep being comfortable bird-braining out, tweeting out, so that they can harvest the information, because in the end, the money of this new century is data. It's information about you, about your DNA, about what's going on in your body, about what your mind, what you're thinking about. That's what they're doing. So I don't think that he's a good guy. He's also like the fifth in the number five on the list of billionaires. You don't get in that club unless you're one of them. It's the same thing with President Trump. And he is the president. Joe Biden didn't win. I don't make any bones about that. But the point is, how do you still be in support of this vaccine? It's not a vaccine. It's a clot shot. How do you stay in support of that in light of 20,175 Bears deaths, that's the Bears. They got rid of the swine flu shot for 50 deaths. So I guess I don't trust any of them. I don't wait for any of them to make my life better. I know that it's all my power and my fault, my fix. If I can't fix it, then it's, you know, if I don't have power over it, I don't concern myself with it. So I just wondered, I know you're in Canada, but what are your thoughts on what's going on with Elon Musk and with Trump? Just if you had any offhand.
Well, with Elon Musk, I mean, he's almost, you know, part of me thinks like I want to root for the guy. And the other part thinks that you don't get into that club, like you said. I mean, just the electric car thing alone is, you know, you'd think this guy would be 6 feet under if he was a real threat to the big three in Detroit a long time ago. Plus his links with, you know, the space thing with, you know, he's hooked up with NASA. And, you know, you're not allowed to just throw a bunch of hundreds of satellites into orbit unless you're, you know, part of some elite club and have some, you know, someone's giving him a blessing. And there's another part of me that thinks, oh, yeah, he's for free speech. And he has said, who do you think runs the media? Like, hello, you know, he's kind of hinted to the whole the tribal thing. Yeah, he's like a walking Hegelian dialectic in some. And part of me just thinks
that's exactly what it is. But at least you can see it, because a lot of people, you hear him cheering, yay, yay, and it's like, dude, he is for free speech. He's for you telling him every bit of your personal business, you idiot. What is this? It's like walking down the street with no underwear and spreading your legs. What are you doing? Everything is not everybody's business. And we just, oh, no, here, look at my health. Look at my personal conversation. It's called they can manipulate you if they know everything about you. We have privacy for a reason. And then they named it Twitter, bird brain. You can sit there and tweet your life away, huh? Tweet and beg. When they shut everything down and lock you in your houses again, you're going to tweet and complain about it, right? Oh, look, we have free speech. We can at least say that we're mad. Well, yeah, but what are you going to do about it?
This Ministry of Information, they must have something on the horizon that they would be so, you know, there's so much chutzpah for them to do that. There must be, like, they're expecting a world war, and then you won't be able to say a darn thing. I mean, are you going to work in this factory producing armaments or munitions or what have you? And if we don't like what you say, we'll just shut you down, just like in China with the social credit thing. So things like we need to expose. I mean, it's almost like they're exposing themselves, like they've overplayed their hand.
No, they're exposing themselves because they have to let you know they're doing it. It's like whizzing on your head, and they have to let you see them do it. Because if you'll bow down and take that, they can do anything to you. And now they're going to shoot your children up with this poison to kill them and sterilize them and lock in your houses.
They're allowing remdesivir for under 5-year-olds now to treat COVID.
And this is my point.
That's the latest.
And this is my point. So my point is they're not going to stop. The only way they stop is we stop them, and we stop them by exposing and overturning. You don't have to fight anybody. You just stop participating. I don't give them tax money. I don't do what they say. I don't register my children for school. I don't ask permission to live my life. My life is not a group project. I'll do me, you do you. And if you're a government worker, you're a servant. You are nobody's boss. And see, that's the thing. People, when I beg people to look at Kelby Smith's information or Roger Sales or however you want to do it, but if you don't get an understanding that you are the master of your body, it's the only gift God gave you, and he gave you free will to decide what to do with it. So you can believe in him, you can work for him or not. But no third party has a right to control your labor, has a right to extract it or compel you. Well, that's what Elon Musk in this brain chip, this interface where they're making you part of the Star Trek Borg, you know, the little Borg guy comes off of a little platform, and he goes over and he sticks his screwdriver in and he fixes this and duties that, and it all comes from the queen chick's head. You see what I mean? That's what Elon Musk is. He's not your friend. Stop giving him information. Stop tweeting. Stop putting all your information out there. Start 3D-me-ing. 3D-me. Get in physical touch. Hang out. Family, friends, parties, church meetings, music events. You know, start doing stuff together again. Get your kids off these platforms, these phones, these clicking and looking at a screen where they can put Emmy in any image back to them. And this is what they think life is. It's not living. It's the exact opposite. It's funny because was it Apple that says don't do evil? Evil is the exact opposite of live. If you want to live, do it the way the creator made it to be done. If you don't care, let evil have you. That's the strong delusion. And he will give you over to it. If that's what you want, that's what you're going to get. But there's bad fruit that comes with it.
It seems like, you know, this metaverse from Zuckerberg there, they want you to think that, oh, we're going to take care of all your needs. You won't need to be a consumer anymore. And we're going to give you bread and circuses through the Internet of Things. And like, what's his face there with, you'll own nothing and be happy. Like, they've got something up their sleeve. They're going to just, they're going to just have us all, like, smiling. We'll have online relationships that will be like, you know, you'll have men, lonely men in China that will never have a wife. They're going to be able to upload and download a girlfriend in, you know, some kind of AI, and they'll be happy. They're going to be just like sitting in their little cubicle apartments and, you know, contributing to being just part of that slave, master slave class. And
until they decide to get rid of you, which for all those people that took that chip, you don't know what all's in there, and all those satellites hook up to it. That's what it's about. So, I mean, they turn up the radiation on you, you got trouble. But anyway, I'm going to have to move on, Daniel. It was lovely speaking with you.
Love you,
I've got Kat in Texas. Oh, thank you so much, dear. You have a beautiful rest of the day. Kat, we got Kat in Texas. Are you still there, honey? I'm sorry. Kat? You might have hung up because I took so long. Kat in Texas? Or maybe we have James in Vancouver? Uh-oh. Hello? Something...
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Kat?
How are you doing?
No, oh, I'm great. James. Okay, something was happening. I wasn't sure what was going on.
Well, anyway, I just thought I'd call and say hi.
Hi. I'm so glad you did.
Just poured myself a cup of coffee, and I thought I'd have a coffee with you.
Nice.
Well, look, if I'd have been Elon Musk, I'd have bought that company, too, because it's good advertising. I bought myself $44 billion worth of advertising. See?
Well, it's even better for him, though, because he controls the neural net. He controls the satellites. His goal is to put a brain chip in your head and to make a sentient robot.
Yeah.
So what you gave him was the data that he used to have to pay for. You can get this data. Yeah. They'll steal it. They'll get it for you, but you got to pay for it. Now he owns it.
Well, you see it. Yeah, well, you see, it demonstrates now that his other billionaire buddies are angry at him, you see, because he beat them out to this deal. He beat them to the deal.
No, they're not. No, they're not mad at him. It's like
watching
the Democrats and the Republicans fight. It's like watching Clinton and Bush fight when Barbara Bush wrote in her book that Bill Clinton was like a son to her. So did he really have animosity toward H.W. Bush or toward... No, man, they work together. They're all in this together. And where they're trying to make it stay is that you keep voting and acting like there's Democrats and Republicans and your vote really counts, instead of getting up and saying paper and pen ballot or there is no vote. Nobody that isn't born here can vote. You know, basic, simple, common sense stuff. But if you're not going to do that, what's the point? Don't bother.
Let me put it
just all
in a different
way. You all keep obeying.
Okay.
You know, Joe Biden won, so we should do what he says.
Hang on just a minute. None of those people at the top really trust each other. Well, that's a solid gold fact. They don't trust each other because if one of them makes a mistake, the other one comes in and eats the other one up. You see what I'm saying?
Well, to some degree, and they agree who's going to be sacrificed. But remember, these guys work together. I mean, they've all got yeah, the kiddie porn. Yeah, they've all got the blackmail on them. Now they work together. You have to sell, like Jack Ruby. He worked for the mob. They said, you got to give it up and die. And he said, okay, take care of my wife and kids.
I don't think he had a wife and kids. He had a dog.
Well, I mean, but what I'm saying is, when they kill you, because my husband's neighbor was killed, they gave him a trash business to make up so that there was something to pay for the family. But if they're going to kill you, they're going to kill you. So,
and I'm just saying, people at the top.
So what I'm saying is, there's no animosity. Mm-hmm. They're not really fighting with each other. Everybody's agreeing who's going to take the fall and who's going to get the win. They're letting Elon Musk have it so that people say, I'm going to go back there and I'm going to tell all my business. And he's going to collect all the data that he would have had to pay for, and now he owns it because he owns the company. So what I'm saying is, they never do anything with just one goal.
Right. Let me give you another analogy here. Just consider snakes and rats and how they behave, okay? Rats and snakes. The way they behave is the way these people at the top behave. See what I'm saying? Rats and snakes. And with that, I'll bid you a good day, and we'll talk again.
Okay, lovely talking with you, and great points.
Thank you.
Hey, we got James from Vancouver, if you're still there. James, are you there? Hello? Hello, James from Vancouver. Oh, okay, James dropped. I'm sorry I took so long, guys. Call on in if you got anything to say. 512-248-8252. Sorry, I get a little windy sometimes, but I'm telling you what, I want people to look at this for what it is. The reason that they want to keep you chasing around after Trump, the reason that they didn't go ahead, count the vote, look at all the sacks of ballots, all the video, there's no doubt the election was stolen. There's no doubt that Joe Biden, who couldn't even get his own party's nomination, they had to eliminate a lot of people, get him to drop out before they could put him in. And so to say that he got the most votes of any candidate in the history of this country, you all know it's not true. So the question I have is, why are you still going along with it? How has it served you to go along with this? In a year and a half, he's damn near destroyed your country. In another year, you won't be able to get... Ask the Indians how well they got the white men out of this country. You won't have anything you can do about it then. And they're not going to treat you well. I'm brown. I can blend. You know? I be, you be, we be, you know? I can make it up. You can't make it up. You can't hide that white skin. So you'd better get ready and defend yourself and your children. This is one of the last places where you're a majority. Look at the South African whites. Look how they're being treated. You're not going to be treated any better. If you look at what the Black Lives Matter and Antifa did to the cities, what do you think their dream is of doing to American patriots, nationalists, Christians, people that have common sense, respect for truth, love of life, love of God? They hate you. They love to kill your babies. They love to pray against you. They love their witchcraft services. Hillary Clinton and her witchcraft out in California. You know, this is who they are. So the question again that I ask you, as patriotic, as upright, conservative, Christian people, and I mean, I know there's liberals, I know there's atheists, that's fine. But I'm saying, what do we want from each other? And I say we best protect each other when we each respect the truth. And there's not a whole lot of respect for truth. There's just a whole lot of respect for what people want and how to figure out how to rob somebody else to give it to them. And that's not going to, you can't build a country that way. And now they're up to sending the VA doctors down to the border to take care of the illegals. So the veterans that, and they say they fought to defend this country. Well, you didn't. You fought for Dole and for Chiquita and for all the corporations. It's who you're fighting for. But the point is, people, when they join, have good intent. I was a drug rep. I sold drugs that killed people. Now, I had good intention when I got that job. I wanted to be a doctor, but I wanted to have children. So I didn't want to be a doctor and be loaded up with debt that I had to work to pay the debt, which meant I didn't have the ability to raise my children, and all I ever wanted to do was be a mother. So I switched to a drug rep. but I sold a lot of drugs, antiarrhythmics, antihypertensives, sedatives, that killed people. And so, did I mean to kill people? No. I did the best I could with what I knew at the time. And if I was sincere, but I was sincerely wrong, the damage that I did is still real. And so I repent, and I ask forgiveness for the people that I damaged. You know, I can't physically see them. But God knows my heart. He knows I didn't mean to hurt anybody. I thought I was helping. I sincerely thought I was helping. Because they tell you, well, some people have a bad result, but, you know, more people are saved than are hurt. Well, I didn't know at the time. I sold antiarrhythmics. I sold a drug called Mexitil, black boxed antiarrhythmic agent. That's for heart arrhythmias. All you need is some magnesium, 500 milligrams. Start taking that every day. You'll sleep like a baby. There's no more restless legs if you have them. No more tightness, stiffness, back pain, spinal misalignment. All that happens because calcium in the body causes muscles to contract. And there's no magnesium in your food. Something like 93% of people in the country are deficient in magnesium. Unless you supplement it, you're going to be deficient. Our soils are so stripped. There's nothing in them. When you eat the processed food, they strip out all the vitamins. All the nutrients are gone. And that's what you're built of. You are built of the dust of the earth, of the mineral of the earth. And so if we just get into the mechanics of what we are, show a little respect for the Creator. I mean, you know, all you have to do is agree that he built you and he has the right to say how it works. Now, you can do whatever you want, but to acknowledge and to understand how it works, this is power to you. So my goal with this show is to have people have power to change their lives and make them what they want them to be, to have power and to live fearless. There's no reason to live in fear. There is if you don't prepare. When you see the Goya Foods president talking about there's not enough beans to put in the can, last year it was couldn't get tin can. Then it was couldn't get plastic lid. Then it was, you know, I have an apothecary, so, you know, we need packaging materials to send out, you know, stuff. Now they're saying they can't get the beans to put in the can. Oh, my goodness. If you can't even get beans as a protein source, do you understand where we are in this country? And now they've got all these foreigners up in here, 30 million, 40 million people with no money, no job. Who do you think you're going to be competing for, competing with for the resources that are here? Because, see, you're civilized. They're not. These are people that were willing to break into your country to lie, to steal, to undermine. And you're going to fight them, huh? You're going to compete against them? Uh-huh. We'll see how that goes. It's easier to just have some respect for yourself. Quit paying taxes you don't owe. If you owe the money, pay it. But if you don't owe, stop contributing to the destruction of this country because that's what you're doing. If you don't raise your children, if you don't teach them the truth, you don't put them with somebody that's teaching them what is, as opposed to putting them in the schools because, well, everybody does it. Well, we've always done it. Well, everybody has to do it. None of that's true. It's just a free babysitter, and people are in the habit. Well, you're going to have to get some new habits. And you can either get them now when you can still make something with the retirement money you have in your account or with your children that are still young enough that you can straighten them up from all the mess and the brokenness that they've been taught in these schools. Or you could wait till you have to. Because in about a year, the inflation, I don't know, your food prices will about double. They said double in 6 months, double again in the next 6 months. But it's not just the food. It's everything else. So we can sit here and let all these people come in the country and keep paying taxes, keep doing what they say, and keep giving them access to our children, and keep shopping with them. Or we can start turning to each other. I'm on a farm. I'm growing food. I'm a naturopath. I have an herbal apothecary. You know, I trade services with other people. There's all kind of things that we can do. And we're going to have to start doing it. This is the part I'm trying to get people to understand. You can't just keep watching them and watching our country go down the toilet. You've got to change what you're doing. You've got to get on your feet. You've got to take action. Energize. engage. And then we win. It's really just that simple. We expose them and we overturn them. Because who's going to be for all this pedophilia? See, it still hasn't come out that all these people, you got Jeffrey Epstein, but you didn't get all the men in the black book, all the men and women that have been on that island raping and killing children and doing all their perverted stuff. Where's the black books? Where's the names of the people? And the thing is, they put them out. Clinton's on the list. A whole lot of people were on there. But they don't. It's covered, and then it's gone. And this is my point. Why do you have that idiot box running all day or any time in your house? The world would look so different to you if you just turned the television off. I'm telling you, this is your power. When Yuval Harari said, what are all these people going to do? They won't have jobs because the robots will take 50% of the jobs. Well, how can they have any respect for themselves? What are they going to do? Well, we'll keep them content with drugs and video games. That's what they think of you. And so far, looks like they're right. You've got multiple stores, businesses closing. They can't get people to come and work anymore. People got used to sitting on their tails, and that's what they want now. So it really does come down to what we want as a people. So, I think we're coming up to the end of the show. Oh, my goodness. Okay. Well, it's been a wonderful show as far as I'm concerned. I might have kind of irritated people, but I want you to think about the power that you have and the fact that you're going to have to make a move one way or the other. The invasion is here. It's not coming anymore. You're in it, and they don't have good intention for you. So let's figure out what we can do to save our nation, save our family, and it starts with coming back to the truth, obeying God. Thanks very much. We'll see you next week.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.